today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode. That is a special episode. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. So congratulations to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters on such a big occasion. Today, Tuesday, 8th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. إمام حسن الأسكري's life. The 10th Imam expressed the following will on a number of occasions. The Imam after me is Hassan, my son. Somewhere at the area in which Imam Hassan and his father Imam Hadi were forced to live was also known as Askari, that means military, because the ruler had his military stationed there. Based on the Imam's association with that particular spot, he was referred to as El Askari, the one in the Askar area. As a celebrated saint, Imam Hassan El Askari was also referred to as Zaki, the one of the spiritual purity and growth. The 11th Imam's area was characterized by notable growth in the Shia presence throughout the Muslim world, a secret network of representatives which was maintained during Imam Hadi's time was expanded widely under Imam Askari's direction. The Imam's message and comments helped to ready the Shia for situations in which they would not have much, if any, direct contact with their Imam. In fact, it was quite rare for Imam Hassan al-Askari to have contact with any of his followers, even those who lived in the same city, due to his imprisonment.
Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Imam of Ahlul Bayt, was born in the year 232 after Hijrah and poisoned in the year 260 after Hijrah. Despite having lived for only 28 years, Imam Hassan al-Askari left a profound impact on both the general Muslim community and the loyal Shia followers of the Ahlul Bayt at the time, and his impact continues to this very day. Along with his father, Imam al-Hadi, Imam al-Askari was forced to migrate from Medina, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, to Samarra in order to be under the watchful eyes of the Abbasi Caliph. After the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi in the year 254 after Hijrah, Imam Hassan al-Askari took on the role of Imamah and guiding the believers. As an Imam of the Muslims, Imam al-Askari defended the Islamic values from the various misconceptions of the time. When a man by the name of Ibn Ishaq al-Kindi authored a book on the contradictions of the Quran, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari managed to change his negative view to a positive one with just a few words. The man was convinced that the Quran had no contradictions and abandoned his project. Imam al-Askari educated the Shias on upholding Islamic values and what it really means to be a Shia. He emphasized the importance of ethics and morality. He stressed that it was in our honesty, loyalty, and interactions with others that we could best follow in the path of the Ahlul Bayt. Due to the limited freedom that Imam al-Askari had, he would communicate with his followers through deputies who would relay his message to his followers. The circumstances became so difficult for the Shia that he would tell them, "If you see me in the street, don't say salam to me or don't acknowledge me. Because if you do, the authorities would arrest either one of us." By ordering the Shia to communicate with the Imam through writing letters and delivering them to his deputies, Imam al-Askari was actually preparing the Shia for the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi, whose only method of communication with his followers was through his deputies. Imam al-Askari is mostly remembered for being the father of Imam al-Mahdi. After the birth of Imam al-Mahdi in the year 255 after Hijrah, Imam al-Askari invited his closest of companions and revealed to them their future Imam. He informed them that the 12th Imam will live and rule, but not like the other 11 Imams. He will instead be in an occultation, and it is the duty of the believers to uphold their faith and be steadfast in their beliefs. The Imamah of Imam al-Askari lasted for only 6 years. With his martyrdom in the year 260 after Hijrah, the Imamah of his son, Waliyullah al-A'zam, al-Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar, began. The minor occultation began, and with it a new chapter in the life of the Shia began. We ask Allah to grant us the visitation of the holy grave of Imam al-Askari in Samarra, and we ask Allah to grant us the faith and the courage to uphold his teachings and values so that we may rise with his beloved son.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special, and we entitled this part Glad Tidings. One day Imam Hassan al-Askari spoke to his close companion with these words, "Indeed, Allah has never left earth empty of a proof upon his creation. Since he created Adam and will not leave it empty on the proof until the hour of reckoning emerges. Through him, the proof, God pushes calamity from the people of earth. Through him, he brings down the rain, and through him, he extracts the blessings of the earth." The close companion of Imam Hassan al-Askari asked, "O son of God's messenger, who then is the Imam and successor after you?" The holy 11th Imam rose to his feet quickly and went inside his home. Soon enough, Imam Askari came back out with a 3-year-old boy in his arm. The child's face glowed like a full moon. Imam Hassan al-Askari turned to his companion and said, If it were not for your honor before Allah and the proof of Allah, the Imams, it would not have shown you this son of mine. Instead, his name is that of God's messenger, and as is his title, he is the one who will fill the earth with fairness and justice, just as it has been filled with tyranny and injustice. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. Happy Eid.
Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
In this part, we look at the Imam's worship. History is replete with news and narrations which talk about the Imam's devotion to Allah, asceticism, and piety. Khulaini quoted one narration which talked about the Imam's worship, asceticism, and how he spent his time in prison praising, worshipping, and devoting himself to Allah, the Almighty, to the extent that he even had an impact on his own jailer and said, the Abbasids went to Saleh ibn Wasif when Abu Muhammad Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, was imprisoned. They told him, be heard on him, don't give him any ease. What can I do with him? Saleh told them, I entrusted him two most evil men I found to guard the Imam. These two men became men of worship, prayer, and fasting to an amazing extent. When they were called by the authority and questioned for not doing anything to harm the Imam, they answered, what can we say about as man who fasts in the day and stands in prayer at night, who does not speak and occupies himself with nothing except worship?
During the time Imam was living in Samarra, except for the times he was in prison, he was living like an ordinary citizen, even though he was under surveillance of the Abbasids. Shia had problems for meeting Imam alayhi salam, and once when the caliph was going to visit the governor of Basra and was taking Imam with himself, the companions of Imam were preparing themselves to visit him on the way. From this report, it can be understood well that in the life of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, at least there has been a time when meeting him directly was not possible. According to another narration from another companion of Imam, one day Imam alayhi salam was going to Dar al-Khilafah. We gathered in al-Askar, the military camp, to visit him on the way. But we received a letter with this message, no one should ever greet me or point to me because you are not safe. This report shows it well that how much the caliphate government had put the connection of Imam with Shia under surveillance. However, Imam alayhi salam and his followers met each other in any opportunities, and there have been covers for such contacts.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, that will be beneficial for all of you. Thank you and have a nice night.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي